Hi. October is being celebrated as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's important to know because there are many other cancer months and they are addressed according to the different forms of cancer. But October is being celebrated as Breast Cancer Month. There are different activities that a breast cancer survivor or patient may embrace or participate in order to help to relieve some of these challenges or the stress, the anxiety, and all that goes with that. So, a few of them, music, for example, definitely helps to relieve some of the stress and the anxiety and calm the mind, as it were. I would say another one is gardening. Now, gardening helps physically, as well as mentally. It helps to relieve, take your mind off mindfulness, focusing on things that will sort of reflect and help with coping with all that goes on with this disease, the mental strain, and not only for the patient themselves, but patients, but also the family members, the caregivers, because it can be challenging at times, especially sometimes when they're on chemo, when sometimes the physical appearance changes and the hair loss and the change in the skin color. And so, you see, I can talk like that because one of my sisters is a survivor and I had to be a part of it. Very, in an intimate way, in terms of assisting, going to the doctor, doing the treatment processes, the changes, and the emotional drain. And of course, physically too, because when you see that, the weakness and all of that, not everybody experiences that. However, some of what my sister experienced, I was right there. So I'm just encouraging this morning. I'm just encouraging the survivors to stay strong because it can be challenging, but you got to persevere. You got to fight, be a fighter. And at the end of it can be very rewarding. So there are activities, as I said before, that you can actually participate in. Some people might read, some people might journal, and that helped to ease some of the tension or alleviate some of the hurt and the pain and the frustration, you know. And believe me, you might have to take a walk, you might have to just have some friends, talk with them and talk. Just sort of the distraction. You might also go to the beach, sit at the seaside, watch your water rippling. Some you might find with your friends, you do some puzzles. So there are many different things that you can do to help you cope in this time. So I want to salute all our survivors and the caregivers and those who have participated in helping in the recovery. And of course, those who are researching, those organizations and those researchers who are going there out day and night to see if we can get the best products for treatment and the clinical setting that they can administer the right treatment and so forth. So all those who have been the interprofessional team, all those who have been participating and contributing to the success of the patient's experience when diagnosed with such an illness. And I'm just reminding our public, the public at large, to remember and give encouragement along the way, along with doing your screening, women, your mammograms. And also, we must remember that men do have breast cancer too. smaller percentage, but they need to be encouraged to get the care that they need. And so those are my words to you today to make sure that you do your part in the process. Don't give up. Be strong, although it can be challenging. From experience, I know it can be challenging, but it's important. Stick to itiveness. Go through with your treatment. I would encourage you to do that because I've seen the end result in my family. Have a great day. You must subscribe to this channel. I would like you to. Not that you must, but I'm encouraging you to do that because on this channel there are different individuals who would come and share their experiences at times. And for my young nurses, I know you'll be meeting some patients who, when they're going through the treatment, they can be very difficult, to be real. They can be difficult. But once you understand the process, the side effect of some of these medications, you'll be able to help them better. So research, discuss, and share with others who have been there. And interestingly, some of those who have been there have been patient themselves, although they give care. So do the best you can and have a great day. As we celebrate survivors, we celebrate and as we educate the public, let us also embrace the encouragement that we are given, embrace the education that we are given, and be a part of it so that the world can be a better place and we get that cure for it. All right? Just remember also that there are different months and different forms of cancer are being celebrated. Thank you. Have a great day.